For we have no help from tribulation verses, but you, our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to him, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything, and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people and from this your holy place. But those things shall good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to treat on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, the only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, the worship are due unto you with him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings, and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden, unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and you shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humbled bone shall rejoice. Turn away my face from my sins, and blot all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. And then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offering. Sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humble heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, that the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then you shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia. The blessed prayer of retiring we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins. In the Psalms of our father David the prophet and the King, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Let's pray together Psalm 130. O Lord, my heart was not exalted, neither have my eyes been haughtily raised, neither have I walked in great matters, nor in wonders greater than me. For I have not humbled myself, but raised my soul as a weaned child with his mother. So is the recompense upon my soul. Let Israel hope in the Lord from now and forever. Alleluia. Psalm 133. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the night, lift up your hands, O you saints, and bless the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion, he who made heaven and earth. Alleluia. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes your borders peaceful and fills you with the fatness of wheat. He sends his word to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the mist like ashes. He casts out his ice like morsels. Who will be able to stand before his frost? He will send out his word and melt them. His wind will blow and the water shall flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his ordinances and his judgments to Israel. He has done not so with every nation, and he has not revealed them to his judgments. Alleluia. Glory to our God. Holy, 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 a reading from the Holy Gospel. According to our teacher, St. Luke, may his blessings be with us all. Amen.
Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up on his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory be to God forever, amen. May the saints of God be fulfilled in peace. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. Have mercy on us.
Behold, I am about to stand before the just judge, terrified and trembling because of my many sins. For a life spent in pleasures deserves condemnation. But repent, O my soul, so as long as you dwell on this earth. For inside the grave, dust does not praise, and in death no one remembers. Neither in Hades does anyone give thanks. Therefore, arise from the slumber of laziness and entreat the Savior, repenting and saying, God have mercy on me and save me.
Agiom nev mati.
If life were everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have an excuse, O my soul, but if your wicked deeds and ugly evils were exposed before the just judge, what answer would you give while you're lying on your bed of sins, negligent in disciplining the flesh? O Christ, our God, before your awesome seat of judgment, I am terrified. And before your council of judgment I submit, and from the light of your divine radiance I tremble. I, the wretched and defiled, who lies on my bed, negligent in my life, but I take the example of the publican, beating my chest and saying, O God, forgive me and have mercy on me, a sinner.
Holy Virgin, overshadow your servant with your instant help and keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me and raise up my ailing soul for prayer and vigil, for it has gone into a deep sleep. For you are a capable, compassionate, and helpful mother, the bearer of the fountain of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope.
Our Lord, listen to us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. King eleison, King eleison, King eleison. 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 King eleison. Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God the Father Almighty. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no help in our hardships and tribulations, but you absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which we have committed willingly and those which we have committed unwillingly, those which we have committed knowingly and those which we have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name. According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins. Worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The absolution of the compliant prayer. Lord, all our sins which we have committed against you in this day, whether in deeds or in words or in thoughts or through all senses, please remit and forgive us for the sake of your holy name, as you are good and lover of mankind. God grant us a peaceful night and a sleep free from all anxiety, and send us an angel of peace to protect us from every evil and every affliction and every temptation of the enemy, through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom is due with you and with the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of one essence with you, all glory, honor, and dominion, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy. Is worshipped and glorified, Christ our God, the good, the long-suffering, the abundant in mercy, who does not wish to sinner, but rather to repent and to live.
Lord, receive this hour and death. He is our life, by us, when we sanctify ourselves, spirits, cleanse our bodies, conduct our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our diseases, forgive us our sins, deliver us from every evil, grief, and distress of heart. Surround us by your able angels and by their camp, we may be guarded and guarded in the attainment of divinity, faith, and knowledge, except for the infinite glory, for your blessings and forever.
Make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, so we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine is kingdom, crown of glory forever.